We were earlier discussing about the three types of chanting. Nama Prad, Nama Bhas and Shuddha Nam. So Nama Prad, and the name is material, and there is practically no progress. And Nama Bhas, there are still impurities, but it's called as a clearing stage. And the progress is slowly made. There's a gradual progress. And Shuddha Nam is characterized by purity and knowledge. And the progress is very quick. By chanting Shuddha Nam, which is also sadhana, one gets prema. So here is the secret revealed, how one gets Krishna prema. Only when one chants Shuddha Nam, which is also included actually, yes, a part of sadhana. And he talks about the quality of Shuddha Nam. It is considered good, better and best also, in Shuddha Nam also. When? It is good when one who chants purely the name once, it is good. But it is considered better when one who chants purely and constantly due to taste and due to having awakened the ruchi. That means one who chants Shuddha Nam over and over again. And it is considered best one who inspires others to chant purely. It's considered as best. One who becomes qualified for bhakti through these stages of devotion, shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana, kriya, anurtana, vritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava and prem. So, the Shuddha Nam is chanted by great souls, like we have heard several times, past times of great souls like Madhavendra Puri. When they chant purely, it draws the attention of Krishna, it attracts Krishna to come to them. Instead of they going to Krishna, Krishna comes to them. Because benefits of chanting the whole name, the highest is the Krishna Karshani, the last one. It becomes a great attraction for Krishna. Wherever the holy name is chanted purely, Krishna goes there. So, that is the reason why one of the noblest aspirations a devotee can have in one's life is to want to chant the holy name purely. Now, how can we chant the holy name purely? What does it mean? In the preliminary stage, we can avoid material motivations and learn to go to Krishna only with desire to awaken our love, awaken our right attitude towards him, wanting to render some seva for him. So it's anya bilashita shunya. And as we become purified, we can also make a strenuous effort to give up our enjoying mentality, which is bhoga pravritti. And we have to go beyond that, try to give up the mentality of merging into God and becoming God, which is the mentality of a jnani. So one should rise above the impurities of karma, jnana, yoga, all these things mixed in the devotion. And even beyond that, one should check whether one's attitude towards Krishna is favorable, whether one has given up one's competitive mentality in relation to Krishna. So the favorable attitude automatically comes in association of pure souls. Because the pure souls, it's one of the prime factors of a pure chanter. He favorably is inclined towards Krishna service and is willing to accept all the adversities as Krishna's grace, Krishna sent grace also. So, in this way, the quality of the utterance of the chanting of the holy name is not with any expectation or motivation or desire to merge Savijya Mukti or anything like that. As the holy name gets purer and purer, when all the 10 offenses gradually cease to exist. Like you see, the 10th offense talks about material enjoyment, you see. The first offense talks about offense against devotees. So a devotee should very carefully understand all these offenses and make a strenuous effort to rise above them. Because committing these offenses is like infecting a disease. Like you go to a disease prone area, like sometimes you find there is an epidemic going on. You go to that locality, then you you contract a disease. Then when a person comes back, you see the symptoms can be observed. Similarly, the 10 offenses are like a disease. When the jiva contracts these 10 offenses, is then chanting in aparadhanam. Is in a stage of struggle. So shuddhanam actually means one has to keep oneself immune to this 10 offenses. Recently I was reading in this Muchukunda's renunciation. He says 5 qualities with which Muchukunda renounced the world. Tapaha, Shraddhayutaha, Dhiraha, Nissangaha, Mukta Samshayaha. He says 5 qualities, he says. He's saying Tapoyukta. Tapoyukta means Muchukunda was convinced of the value of austerity. How? By Nissangaha and Mukta Samshayaha. Nissangaha means he became completely freed from material association of Rajaguna and Samatamaguna and Sattaguna and all these things. When one becomes Nissanga, then Mukta Samshayaha. One becomes free from all doubts. The doubts are created because of bad association. So, when Nissangaha, there is Mukta Samshayaha. And he says, Shraddha Yuto, he became. He developed deep Shraddha in the spiritual truths. And then Dhiraha, he became very serious in spiritual life. And that made him Tapoyukta. Tapoyukta means, one should be convinced of the value of the austerity of calling out the holy names of the Lord and benefiting from it and purifying one's heart. If somebody gets a little purified, then one gets convinced, yes, this holy name is working. I am going to chant more rounds and I am going to chant with more seriousness and more sincerity. I am going to purify my heart. And one never gives up. One never becomes tired. One becomes determined. In this way, Muchukunda was convinced of the value of the spiritual austerities. And he renounced the world with these 5 qualities and he attained the lotus feet of Krishna. Similarly, Shuddhanam is something that is possible. Just like when Gaur Krishas Babaji once uttered pure names while chanting in one of the dharmashalas, the pure names impregnated the bricks. After he went away to another place, somebody else, a group of people came. They heard the holy name constantly ringing. Who was chanting it? The bricks were chanting. Because the bricks were vibrating the holy name even after Babaji went away, after much quite long time afterwards. So the Shuddhanam has such a potency. It creates awakening even in inanimate objects like mountains or achara like the trees and others. So once you develop a great aspiration to learn to call Krishna with pure love. Shuddhanam means calling Krishna with pure love, with absolutely no taint of, tinge of anything material. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.